I know. Thank you, John. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order today, August 6th. Time is 3:01 p.m. Vice Chair Stabler, would you mind rendering an afternoon prayer?
Of course. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of the lovely days we've had recently and for the rains that have come. We also ask that you look over all of us and all of our people and take care of the illnesses that we have going on around the world today. We ask that you lead us and guide us in the decisions we have to make and give us all the strength that we need to continue on. In your name's sake, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Vice Chair Stabler. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Everyone's present. Good to see everybody. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes from yesterday's meeting. If you could take a look at those, please.
The chair.
Who needs it? I'll send them the invite. It's 872-240-3212. Can you repeat that, please? 872-240-3212. There's an access code as well. Okay. 566-823-397.
5662-233-397. Motion to approve the minutes August 5th as amended.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes as amended. There's a second by Congressman. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 All opposed?
Yes.
No. Hearing. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Thank you. I apologize. Okay. Next on the agenda, we have ONCA 2060, an act to amend the limitations on expenditure of health revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. Ma'am, you have the floor.
Thank you. We had some discussion on this yesterday. I do have received an amendment, and I need to... Oh, now, I'm going to have to come back to that amendment now. I can't remember what the word was that somebody suggested. And it has to do with line 36. It was just a better reading of what of line 36 to remove has the added value to and insert may, I believe it was. May be expended on facilities and property, I believe is what it now would say. So I'm going to write that amendment up.
Any other discussion at this time concerning ONCA 2060?
Chair, I don't recall if there were any other questions. I think it was partially, too, that we wanted to look at 2062 today, which is goes along with this.
Would you like to go ahead and move forward to that while you're working on your amendment, or how do you proceed? What would you like to do, ma'am?
Sure. I'll have this here in just a moment. It's just a short. Line 36. Strike. Added. Value to and insert may. Okay, I'm ready to make my motion, Chair.
Go right ahead, my dear.
I make the motion to amend ONCA 2060, page 1, line 36, strike has the added value to and insert may.
There's a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion?
Can I have it repeated?
Yes. Congresswoman Stabler, could you repeat the motion, please?
Sure. It's to amend page 1, line 36. Strike has the added value to and insert the word may, M-A-Y.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. So could you... And so then it would read, could you read it how it would be amended if the amendment was to pass?
In accordance with IHCIA PL 94-437, section 207, may be expended on facilities and properties, I think was the amendment from yesterday. Clerk, I recall that, but I'm not sure.
There was an amendment yesterday, Madam Clerk.
The amendment from yesterday was page 1, line 36, insert and or land after facilities, but it has not gone to, it has not been reported out and the committee report approved, therefore you're not gonna see it in the bill yet.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Congresswoman Goodfox. So thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. So Congresswoman Stabler, could you just expound a little bit on the, you know, the changing, I refresh my memory, I apologize.
Okay, this bill has to do with third-party income at the clinic. And third-party income at the clinic, which is the Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance, has the ability in federal law to for facilities. But what the discrepancy was in Osage law, it does not have that authority for facilities. So we amended the code to that law to include facilities and properties on the Osage law side. So it would balance that out. The second bill that goes with this, I guess I wanted to say too, with the clinic has third-party funds. Not all of those funds would then be go to this next part, to this fund. That just classifies the ability for third-party funds to be spent with that additional provision. So then we have to decide how we segregate those funds so they can be used for construction. So So there is a construction fund out there, and I have a bill coming up later in this meeting to talk about that construction fund. What this piece does is change that law to include the part about being able to be used for facilities. Then it can be segregated, which we do need a clear picture of segregation. They can leave funds in their operations budget of third-party funds, or they can determine how much they want to move over to this construction fund, and it gives it its own separate accounting for this project moving forward. I think that's it.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. So this, just for clarification purposes, this particular piece of legislation that's in front of us, and there's a companion piece that is next that we're going to talk about, mm-hmm. but this one in front of us today basically just adds
the
to the definition
of restricted health funds.
Of restricted health funds, allowing the purchase of a property or properties and or building of facilities.
Yes.
Would you like to, committee, do you want to go ahead and continue the discussion here? Do you want to go to the companion piece of legislation and possibly come back to this one? I just really would like some ideas from you guys, what you're comfortable with.
Chair, if they'd rather wait a little bit, I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about 2062.
Okay, so just for clarification, Madam Clerk, if I say that we'll put it on the table, we'll come back and pick it up later, correct?
Yes.
In this meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so without objection, I'm going to table ONCA 20-60 for later discussion in this meeting. Hearing no objection, ONCA 20-60 is tabled.
Thank you, Chair. So 2062 has to do with the health clinic construction fund, which is a separate bill or separate account. And that's where the funds currently reside that are being used, that we appropriated to last year so that they could start working with their A&E, their architectural engineering and their plannings. It's been used for some surveys. I'm not sure if the clinic has been involved in that part of it or it's just the construction fund, but it's been used for all of the research and the planning that they've been moving forward with. And so now they're at a point where they are looking at parcels of land to purchase for this clinic. And so they're needing an outlet or an avenue to be able to do that. And I recommend this fund because it does segregate the funds and to be used for that specific purpose. So for a clearer picture and accounting. And what I've done is that fund already existed. It's a bill from 2017, I believe, that created the fund. But the fund only had the whereas portion in it. And it didn't have anything that established the authority for it or established the restrictions to it. So all I did was go back to the real estate bills that were for real property and for restricted property and took those sections from those bills and where we also purchased property and added them to this fund, this fund's bill. So verbatim, they are the restrictions and amendments that we use to purchase real estate. Now the last part of this, and I don't know how many board members we have with us right now, but the last part of this is to move funds into the account. And if we do that by appropriation, we need to talk to the board. They have third-party funds that have been appropriated in prior years for operations. They also have They also have third-party funds that have never been appropriated in their third-party accounts. And so we need, we're gonna need some work with them to, they've already done some work. I guess that's part of it that probably people don't know is they've already done some work as far as determining what amount of money that they're wanting to set aside for the surveys and the studies and the purchase of some land pieces to get this moving forward. And so they've got it in their minutes that they designated an amount, but we need to get something from them so that we can do an appropriation to that fund next. That'll be the last piece.
Madam Chairwoman, this is Dr. Tinker, and I've been on, but I didn't have an opportunity to say that I'm present, so the minutes can show that, and I am here if there are questions.
Thank you, Dr. Tinker. Being that Congresswoman Stabler, that you mentioned that they might be, I'll go ahead and have them identify themselves so that we know who is here. So if the Madam Clerk could identify the callers when she calls you out, if you could please identify yourselves, we would appreciate it.
At this time, the only individuals I have identified are Congressman Tillman, Ms. Shangru, Mr. Guild, Mr. Bristow, Mr. Tinker, and Congressman Big Horse. If I did not call your name, would you please identify yourself?
Tiffany Tracy, HR Director.
Alicia Hudson.
Cecilia Talsey. Cecilia Talsey.
Okay, I've got Ms. Tallchief and Ms. Tracy.
Alicia Hutchins with Chief's Office.
Thank you, Alicia.
This is Casey.
Thank you. I've got you as well, Mr. Johnson.
Roger that.
Okay. That's everyone.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
We do have four members of the board on the call today. Like I said, they did talk about a block of money that they would like to move over. I don't know that it specified from what account, whether it was from a previous year or the current year. Both years have funding in them that have never been appropriated, and so.
Did you want to hear from them?
I started saying maybe just a comment from them or recognition from them that that is their plan.
Absolutely. Were the board members available to hear the comments that Congresswoman Stabler just alluded to?
Yes, I did. This is Dr. Tinker, and I did, and I'm happy to address that. And the other board members can pitch in if they'd like. But yes, it is really important, it's very timely, that we need to have money appropriated to put over into an account where we can spend. I would say within a matter of days, very soon, we need to move on buying some of the property that is necessary for us to proceed with the clinic under our current plans. It is time sensitive, and as soon as we have made an offer and it has been accepted. So the board has approved, and the administration is planning to move $1.5 million into the construction fund, and for the purpose of acting on buying property. Was there another part of the question?
No, I think that's what I was referring to. So I appreciate the support that on that information, and that being said, and they do have minutes to that effect.
That is correct.
So with that, if we could ask our counsel. If they have minutes to that effect, and they've already taken that action to want to move that money, but I go ahead and draft an appropriation bill for them to move that, to appropriate that, those funds? Would there be any other layer that would be required?
We need a resolution.
It would have to be an act
and it would be an appropriation bill that would have to be added to the proclamation or done during the regular session. If you were to add it to the proclamation, you would have to give notice. Couldn't hear it until, couldn't be added to the proclamation most likely until Tuesday or late Monday, so.
Okay. All right.
It would have to happen later, or, you know, later in the session or later during the regular session.
So I could notice people today. This is, what day is today, Thursday?
Yes, the notice requires 2 days' notice.
So that would be the end of Monday, would be 48 hours.
Right.
Saturday counts during session, doesn't it?
That is true. If we were to hold session on Saturday, you could do it late on Saturday.
Okay, so the possibility that we have a path, I have to talk to Speaker. And because I don't know what the plan is right now, whether we're trying to close out on Friday or if we're going to next week, I'm not sure. Okay. Okay, so that's where I am on the third piece.
Which is goes along with the need for these first two pieces, correct?
Yes.
2060
yes.
And 2062.
Yes.
Right, okay. So we did hear from Dr. Tinker. Do any other board members want to, I understand that you have it, you have this particular conversation or your wants in your, documented in your minutes. I would like to know if the board chair or representative, if any of the other members could send us a copy of the minutes signifying and showing that this is the direction that the board would like to move in or wants to move in.
I will direct our secretary to...
I'm sorry, could you...
I will direct our secretary to transmit those minutes, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Dr. Tinker. And did any of the other board members have anything to add to the discussion, the topic of the two pieces of legislation that have specifically the construction fund clinic, the health clinic construction fund, which is on our table right now?
Madam Chair, this is Cindy Shangru.
You have the floor, Ms. Shangru.
I would just like to echo Dr. Tinker's sentiments that we do know we have a time constraint considering property that we would like to purchase for the clinic. So the sooner that we could move on this, the better, because we don't really want to start over again. It seems we'd like to just move quicker. And once you've reviewed everything, we hope that we could have a positive outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Shangru. I missed the beginning of the last health meeting, and the last I recalled, we were waiting on an update for an appraisal. Did that come, and I missed the amount on that? The update of the appraisal, has it been submitted?
Madam Chairman, we do have appraisal, and we do have their offer, our offer, and the final agreed upon offer, and since it's proprietary and I'd rather not have it in public discussion, maybe we should do it in executive session, or maybe we could talk privately another time, because it is proprietary and asked to be kept confidential.
Yes, Dr. Tinker, I'm just speaking in general terms. I wasn't looking for the amount, but I agree with you. That is something that we would want to keep confidential. I'm just simply asking if I believe there was a comment made at some point in time that we were waiting on an updated appraisal. Is that not so, Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Yes. Assistant Chief is the one with most of the experience in this, or he has long-term experience in negotiating on land deals before. certainly more than mine. But we've all come to the conclusion that based on what the nation has paid for some of the properties in that area and what the price was per lot, that this was the price that we anticipated being likely the striking price at the end, and that was our prediction before the negotiations. They offered it first higher, we offered quite a bit lower, and then ended up spot on the point where we thought we would be paying based on what the nation has paid for nearby lots in the past. So it's coming in at our expectation and based on what we think would be a sensible appraisal. Now, appraisal came from some company, and they appraised places in Skytook and down in South Oklahoma and residential properties, and assistant chief reviewed that for us and said it didn't make any sense, and we're not using that as our guideline for what we think is the appropriate price.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Tinker. Assistant Chief Redcorn, you have the floor.
Thank you. We probably, if the committee wishes to delve into that issue, we certainly can. I would strongly suggest that we do so in executive session. And this is a little bit of an ongoing process, even as of noon today, which was unexpected. Something happened at lunch that has direct bearing on this. So, but I would much prefer to talk about that in executive session if that's what the committee wishes to do. And it's on the subject of appraisals.
Committee, do you have any, I'd like for you guys to, if anybody would like to weigh in on this particular topic.
Well, before we get to that topic, I think we need to consider the two acts, the ONCA 20-60 and 20-62, and then we can move on to that issue.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Good Fox? Did you? I'm sorry. I thought I saw you raise your hand. I do apologize. Okay, so we still have ONCA 20-62 in front of us, committee. Any more questions for the sponsor or discussion concerning this particular piece of legislation?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Paula.
You have the floor.
I'll move to report ONCA 20-62 to Congress with a due pass.
There's a motion on the floor to report ONCA 20-62 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Big Horse.
Did I Big Horse. Right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Big Horse. Okay, do we have any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. ONCA 20-62 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Thank you, committee.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to make the motion to report out ONCA 20-60 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion on the floor to report ONCA 20-60 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Any
discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Big Horse. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. ONCA 20- yes, ma'am.
I just want to clarify that 20-60 is going to be reported with as a due pass with amendments.
Oh, I do.
Oh, apologize.
Thank you so very much. Would you like to, okay, so what do you suggest we
withdraw and restate?
Withdraw and restate, Congresswoman Stabler.
Okay, withdraw the original motion and the new motion to report ONCA 2060 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended.
There's a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Bighorst. Thank you. Any discussion? 20-60. Because it wasn't, the motion wasn't in order, and now it is in order. Yes. Where are, I'm sorry, I've lost track of where we are.
Voting.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. ONCA 20-60 will be reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended. Okay, thank you very much. Committee. All right, on to our next item. Give me just one moment, please. I need to get signed back in. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is ONCA 2059, an act to remove the Health Authority Board's duty to make all personnel decisions and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Yesterday during conversation, there were some things that I feel that we could have expounded on a little bit more, and so therefore I did put another executive session here for confidential and proprietary clinic matters, and the chair would entertain a motion to discuss, to go into executive session.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. Moved by Congresswoman Goodfox, seconded by Speaker Pratt. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it. We are in executive session. At this time, we will be having the board members present, executive staff present, HR present.